Okay, to cover something coming up in a short while, and that is the topic of Achilas Simonim B'Lo Rosh Hashanah. As we go through the act every year, Rosh Hashanah night, of eating Simonim and various different types of foods, these type of things, and we say Yirotzoins. My apologies to those who heard me speak about this last year in Rosh Hashanah here. What exactly are we doing? We know Klai, so we're very logical people. We're not superstitious, we're very logical, we follow things that make sense. And you know, we can approach Rosh Hashanah with a certain sense of trepidation, with this Yom HaDin, we're being judged. And then it comes, you know, you sit down Rosh Hashanah night, and we know Hashem is looking at us, he's going to judge us. You know, if you're good, you're good, you're going to pass. If you're not good, you have a hard time. And here we think, if you go ahead, people are under the impression, if you go ahead, you take an apple, you dip in honey, all of a sudden, boom, you're going to have a good year. What happens to Din V'Cheshbon? Where did that come from? You know, if I go through these acts, somehow that's going to change my year. What does that do? How does that work? So the truth is, the source for this minig is from the Gemara. The Gemara in two places in Shas details such a minig. And it counts out five things once you eat Rosh Hashanah night. And the Rishonim go to great length to discuss what exactly are we doing. Now, there are a number of different approaches. Basically, there are two, I would say, primary approaches, which are very divergent in the details. But two basic approaches, just to outline those two. The first approach is the approach which the Mishabrua writes the Halacha. And Mishabrua is quoting a Shlo. And Mishabrua says, in truth, there is nothing at all to Achilas Simonim. We're not doing anything. We're not invoking anything in Shemayim by eating these Simonim. The entire act is an exercise in being mispal. We're using these things as a way, using, you know, physical things, to me'er us to daven. When we see something sweet, we say, Yirotzein. These things are meant no more, no less than a way to get us going towards tefillah, to provide us with a mechanism to start with tefillah, and it gives us a framework. We have a few different things, and it reminds us things to be mispal for. A sweet year, a good year, a financially stable year, b'chulu b'chulu. But the foods in their own right have no inherent value. Arik Deikach, the Meiri says that if one were to think otherwise, and one is to think that by eating the foods he'll have a better year, he is over an Isidar Isa of Nichosh. Like Sanachshu would prohibit one from thinking that he's going to have a better year by eating these things. And the Meiri says, therefore, for that express purpose, Chazal Mesakin Nehirotzin. So you shouldn't just eat the food and be mispal in your own Nusach, because they were scared, Chazal, that perhaps the person might think that. To that effect, they went ahead and made a Hirotzin, so you should be aware that the entire function is Dafka Tfilah. They go further, the Ram Meili, the Sefer Meiri is right, so that's why Chazal picked foods that the natural connotation of the words, if you look at them, are generally not good connotations. Rubio, for example, the Shayrish is Riv. Riv is Machlaikas. Right? Kra, or Moshem Kerat, to be ripped. Something ripped apart, ripped asunder. Right? That foods themselves, if you look at each food, the natural Shayrish is something which is Ra. And it's supposed to provide us an impetus to look at our lives and realize that we're, on the normal course of life, we can have a lot of hard times. When we're spal to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that these things should not go with their natural flow, but rather we should have Rachmanas from Shemayim, that it all come out well. That's the Mishabru's approach, and that is the basic approach of nothing more than a regular tefillah. The other approach, which is taken by the Chayyadam, Maharal, and many others, is that there's something to it. There's actually a lot more going on here than just that. Now, there are other approaches that go much more esoteric, but leave those aside. The basic approach of the Chayyadam is as follows. The Chayyadam says that every person, as he goes through life, because Baruch Hu looks at him and says, you know, today it looks like he's, you know, not a good day today, he's not up to par, he's going to get sick, he's going to lose some money, something's going to happen. 5 minutes later, the guy does a mitzvah, and the gzeirah changes. And we don't know that every day we go through, we pass through phases where the constant gzeirah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is changing every moment what he has in store for us. Says the Maharal, and it's based on Ramban and Chumash, anytime a gzeirah kicks in and starts taking effect in the real world, at that point, Kadosh Baruch Hu steps back and says, I'm not going to change it. It takes major intervention. Once we know somebody is sick, it takes major intervention for them to be cured. If they don't yet know that they're sick, it's much easier for Kadosh Baruch Hu to change the gzeirah. Here Ramban says, that's why Ma'aseh Avos Sim Labanim. What's the concept of Ma'aseh Avos? What does that do? He says that the Gzeira L'Tayv already went into effect in some level, in some minuscule, minute level, the Gzeira L'Tayv already kicked in by the Avos. And once it's here in this world, you can capitalize on that and take it further by the Banim. Says the Chai Adam, that he's Batuach. The reason why we eat these foods in Rosh Hashanah is the same idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us Rosh Hashanah and he says, there's some good things, some bad things, everyone has their package. Right? We go ahead and we say, let's start with the good. Let's activate the good right now. Let's start off the year with sweetness. Let's start off the year with something geschmack. And from that, we should activate that gzeira. Once that gzeira kicks in, we're not going to have anything more. No, that will be activated. It'll be harder to move back on that gzeira. So we're trying to get a head start on the mesikas of the coming year. Just a practical nafkamina, two things. One of them is the shayla and the paiskim. Are we supposed to eat these foods, two gersayis in the Gemara, or to look at these foods? Now, if it's a tefillah, it's really irrelevant. You could look, you could eat, you could do whatever you want to do. The main idea is you should be mispal. Whatever gets you going to be mispal is just fine and dandy. If the idea is to start off the sweetness, I would imagine you have to experience that sweetness personally. Just looking at it probably wouldn't be enough to activate it. My hashara. The second afkamina would be is that we know that the first night we say the Shana Tayyavati Kasev. The second night we don't do so. Generally, the minig is that we don't say the Shana Tayyavati the second night. Now your Rabbi says that the reason why is we know the first din, the real din we know, the Kfir the Archa, the first day is Rosh Hashanah. So the second day, the only person who'll be hanging over to have a din still going is a Beinoni. And we want to assume that everyone's a tzaddik. We look at our friends, we would like to hope for the best. We look at everyone, look at the best in everyone and say they're a tzaddik. So we don't say the Shem Tayyavit Kasei, because doing so, we're telling the guy that he's a Beinoni. Yet El Rabbi says that nonetheless, on the second night, one should still eat the Samanim. So he acknowledges that the first phase of din is over, and yet we should keep on going with the Samanim. And some people tackle, don't eat sharp food, Tolashan Rabbah. Some people do things for Yom Kippur. Oh, the honey goes for a while sometimes. If it's a tefillah, it's very easy to understand. You're a mispal, as long as you can go, as long as you can get in one more tefillah, you keep on going. If it's a question of impacting the din, if it's a question, and one can discuss this, how far one can go in impacting the din in the tefillah shana, it's possible that tefillah shana is only the first day of the year. Once the year is kicked in, that's ready the first day, the second day you wouldn't have it in it anymore. So those who say to eat the sweet foods the rest of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah would seemingly, the chayr, be going along the lines that it's a tefillah.